welcome to the Sweat and Reflect podcast, where we'll break down how life is happening for you, not to you. I'm Meredith, a 30-something former teacher, widow, and life coach who is focused on empowering women to live their best lives no matter what they've experienced in the past. We'll laugh together, cry together, and at the end of the day, grow together. Are you ready to sweat and reflect your way through this crazy thing called life? Okay then, let's go. Hey friend, welcome back. Happy Wednesday. Thank you so much for being here. I'm just feeling a lot of gratitude this morning, and this is what's really inspiring today's podcast episode. I just got back from a walk, was able to watch the sunrise, and I just had a lot of thoughts about how we just need to take time to soak in the beauty around us. And I feel like I've referenced this before, but you know what? It's worth repeating. We get so caught up in our day-to-day lives. We get swept away in scrolling social media, in numbing out with TV, in, you know, chasing after our kids, keeping up with their schedules, finding time to be with our partner, on top of doing our jobs, you know, eating, making sure we're fueling ourselves, perhaps cleaning our houses, all of the things. And it becomes so easy to just get wrapped up in all of that we miss the little things. And one of the things that I absolutely love, which I've definitely talked about before, is, you know, one of the things that 75 Hard brought me, which is appreciating being outside and getting outside and going for a walk, really no matter the weather, has been truly, I feel like life-changing is a little extreme, but it's changed my perspective. It's made me more aware of, you know, being where I am, being present, and really seeking the beauty around me. And so I just wanted to come on this morning and remind you of that. Allow yourself to get caught up in the seemingly mundane. Allow yourself to get outside and whether just sit and be, go for a walk with your partner, get outside with a friend. Just get outside and see what you notice. You know, I just got back from my walk, and I just noticed the duality of the quiet, right? Like no one was up people-wise besides me, at least like outside. And so I was able just to get lost in the sounds of nature, the birds chirping, like the little baby birds waking up, you know, watching. I mean, I feel like kind of like a freak, but, you know, watching a little robin just like walk up a driveway, right? Like just getting lost in those little moments and truly appreciating what was around me, noticing the tulips popping up from the ground and the cascade of daffodils everywhere that I looked. It just reminded me of how beautiful the world around us can be if we actually stop to look. And I think that that's also really important, because the larger world, right? What we see on the news, the injustices that continue to pop up, the brink of what feels like war sometimes is scary. And we absolutely cannot ignore those things. But I think sometimes it's so easy to get lost in that we miss the simplicity, the beauty, the just little moments that are surrounding us right where we are, right? Like right where our feet are planted. And so I wanted to just take a few minutes of your day just to remind you to ground yourself, to get outside, to get back in touch with yourself, to be okay with the silence. You know, one of the other things that I really never thought I'd do is be outside and walk or run without headphones, because oh my God, like what would happen if I didn't have something to listen to? And part of the reason why I stopped, I mean, I still use headphones every now and again, but it depends on like the time of day, where I am, all those things, but I digress. You know, one of the reasons why I did really stop listening or using headphones is just so I could get lost in my thoughts, because I started to find that I was not being intentional about just like sitting with myself, right? Between, again, social media, work, carpooling with people to work, jamming out to music in the car, watching TV, like even just having conversations with people. There, I was finding myself having smaller and smaller amounts of time where I was just getting lost in my own thoughts. And so I started saying, okay, let's just start, like, bring your headphones with you. Let's just start your walk or start your run without any form of noise in your head, right? Besides your own thoughts, like no music, no podcast, no nothing. And I found that it's really just helped me open up. It's helped me expand. And it, again, it's helped me get present in both what's going on with me, but also just with the world around me. And so I just, again, wanted to share that with you. How can you be present? How can you be more intentional? How can you be more aware? Because again, even putting in headphones when you're walking, I mean, like long runs, I need music, right? Like I can't do that. But at least when I'm walking, like how many times are you just unaware of what's really going on around you? And so by removing that distraction, it forces you to be incredibly aware. And, you know, it's the little things, and I sound like a Pollyanna or like Snow White, but, you know, noticing like the squirrels running around, like playing, you know, noticing, the little chipmunks trying to like find a new hole to bury themselves in. And again, just like all of the plants, all of the foliage, like watching the trees come back to life. You miss those little things if you're not paying attention, and being aware of those, again, helps ground me. And so for the fifth time, maybe more of, you know, repeating myself, sounding redundant, like I want you to carve out time in your day to be aware, to be present, to be connected. And if you can't get outside, which I highly recommend, I feel like I've been really on that high horse lately, you know, where can you just sit quietly in your home or at work where you can just disconnect? Maybe you can close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Maybe you can just sit with your feet firmly planted on the floor and you can just connect to where you are right now. What can you do in those moments? And I really want you to do that and then reflect on how it makes you feel. And if you're able to do that two times a week, how did those two moments of grounding, whatever they look like for you, how is it changing your perspective? Because you start to, when you allow yourself to open up that portal, you start to realize like what's important to you and what's not, what you want to put emphasis on and what's not, what you perseverate on that's not worth perseverating on. And it's just kind of like a palate cleanser. So again, I'm sounding redundant, so it's not at the risk of, to be redundant, ground yourself, take time for yourself, unplug, sit with your thoughts, and see what happens. And then let me know, because I promise you it's going to be a beautiful, pleasant experience, and that's something that I want for you. So, little Wellness Wednesday coming at you. Yeah. So just enjoy it. And I will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for being here today. It warms my heart knowing that I get to connect with you and that we are on this journey together. So if today's episode resonated with you, I would absolutely love it if you could leave a review, because that will make sure that everyone else on this platform gets access to Sweat and Reflect. Or if you would at the very least share it on social media to help me get the word out that you are not alone in this world. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for being here, and I will see you soon.